Rosh Hashiva's muted. I can't hear Rosh Hashiva's muted.
Thank you for telling us, Aaron.
Fine. So we're now in Avas Chesed, moving to Achnasas Orachem. He goes, he said, we went over yesterday. Isa b'Gemara of Shabbos, Kuf Kaf Zayin of Aleph, of Rabbi Yochanan, Gedol Achnasas Orachem, Kashkamas Beis HaMedrash. Doing Achnasas Orachem is equal to getting up and running to learn. The Rav Dimi in Ardea Amar, Rav Dimi argues with Rav Yochanan. He says, no, Yosem Hashkamos Beis HaMedrash. It's greater. The mitzvah of the Zorim is bigger than learning. All those people who don't like learning, this is a great thing. Ein Sham. Now let's go downstairs, okay? To the Haggah. Very interesting Haggah. He says, Hinei Lefi Zeh, if you woke up in Hishkim Leilech Lebeis HaMedrash, you wake up to go to shul to learn. And guys came to your house, guests. Mutav Shiyoter Shis Asik Mitzvah Zu. Might as well. You don't learn. Tavlas Zorim is greater. So if I have guests, you look at bringing the guests and don't go to yeshiva. That's what it seems to say from Kordor Dimi. At least, if you're Yochanan, it's equal. But for sure, according to Rav Dimi, you're doing a bigger mitzvah. So do Achnas HaZorachim. V'nira says the Chafetz Chaim, k'she'en lo beveso mi she'ikab lo kahoge. It's only going to be in the cases, but not that Potiyamkin asked yesterday. Same Shiloh, we're going to be dealing with this issue. So it's only going to be that you don't go to yeshiva when guests come to your house, unexpected guests. The only time you mevatel the Torah is when you doing the mitzvah of Hachnasas Orchim is needed. Meaning to say, in your house, nobody's there who is able to receive them properly. Okay, kahogen. So let's say Danielle is in the house and a bunch of, you know, big shots from America come or whatever, they want to visit the yeshiva. I don't know what, they come to my house. I don't learn. I have to go do Achnasas Orchim because of Danielle. You can't leave them with Danielle. They're not a seder. Okay? It's not nice. Okay? No offense, Danielle. The La Famine, Ima Orchim Heim Nichbadim Biyoter. And if sometimes when those guests are very cautious, let's say Rabbi Green comes from Phoenix and there's a Friday, they show up at the door. Okay? You have to be the one who does the shibush in front of them because of their kavod, because they're chashuv people. You can't just leave Danielle or anybody to go take care of it. The ilav hachi, if we don't say like this, now you understand that this is a chiddush, what he just said. Normally he said, simple law of Rav Dimi. Just want to make it clear. Achnasas Orchim is bigger than Talmud Torah. That's what I read from Rav Dimi. You know what I do? I open up Achnasas Orchim Center and I close the yeshiva. Period. That's it. We do Achnasas Orchim. The Ronin Harari library is going to turn into a place where we can wash your feet, we'll give you food, we'll give you drinks. No Torah, no nothing. This is bigger. Achnasas Orchim. That's the simple pshat of it's bigger. It's bigger. It's bigger means whether Danielle, whether he's a big chashuv guest or whether or not he's some guy, a regular person who's coming in off the street who doesn't, not Rabbi Green. And Danielle could handle this guy. He could handle him very well. But I have to do it. It's my mitzvah. My house. I want to do the mitzvah. It's bigger than learning. That's the simple pshat of Rav Dimi. That's the Chafetz Chaim. It can't be. Can't be that we're not going to use the general rule that Torah gets mevatel only if there's no one else to do the mitzvah. Understand that? The general rule, we're going to get to it now, is that you never mevatel Torah. Talmud Torah can make it kulam. He's the biggest one. But if someone comes and knocks on the door and there's nobody else in the base mattress there to greet the guy, you get up and do it. That's what you got to do. Or if you're asked specifically to be the one to receive him, You have to do it. That's the law, because there's no other body to do the mitzvah, then you close the Gemara. But other than that, you don't close the Gemara. If Yoni Stein can do it, let him go do it. But I have to do it. If Daniel can do it, let him do it. But according to Rav Dibi, Bayachlasis Orchim special. There's a special law here in Achlasis Orchim. Then what? That it's bigger than Talmud Torah. If that's the case, then it's not just when I can, there's nobody else to do the Achlasis Orchim. There's nobody in the house but Daniel. Now I have to do it. No, always I have to do it. That's the simple shot of Rav Dibi that the Chafetz Chaim is removing. Ready, got it? Now, Di'ila Bachi, all of that was the introduction. If you don't say like me, says the Chafetz Chaim, that the only time we're going to ask you to not go to yeshiva because guests arrive is dafka if Daniel can't handle them because they're very chashuv, then you have to stay home and take care of them. You don't say like that. If you had the Indies, and I'll read you that Talmud Torah. I'm reading, opening up the downstairs in the Makor Chesed just so we can see it inside. The actual Halacha and Reish Mem Chet. This is your day, of course, not your time. Talmud Torah, Shabu Keneged Kol HaMitzvahs. Our Torah is more important than all the mitzvahs. Haya Lefana Vasiyas Mitzvah. You have in front of you to do a mitzvah. Lab dafka achlasas orchim. This is any mitzvah that you have to do. Okay, the Talmud Torah. You have two of them. First, one against the other. In efshel the mitzvah le'asos ha'yedecher. If the mitzvah can be done by somebody else, lo yafsik talmudo. You do not stop learning. It will stop being lab. But if there's nobody else to do that mitzvah for you, then nobody else to do that other mitzvah. Yasser the Torah also. In love, Yasser mitzvah, Yasser Torah. If there is nobody else there, you get up, go do the mitzvah, and go sit down. Back to learning once you finish the mitzvah. Okay? That's the law in all mitzvahs. Not love, dafkach, nasas orchid. So he's asking a question. How could he wants to now put the nasas orchid into the category of any regular mitzvah. That's what he just did. Everybody see that? Very, very strange. He's going to explain it. He's going to make it better for us. But right now, that's what we're holding. He wants to make Nasas Orchim, even though Rav Dibi seems to say it's a special mitzvah, unique, bigger than Talmud Torah. Then there's no way we're breaking the rule of Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. There's no way. Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam has to be number one. Okay? And it's only going to be that you mevatel Torah when there's no one else can do the mitzvah. The other mitzvah, and it's a mitzvah that has to be done. Okay. The im nizdame lo lefana mitzvah kishu osek v'talmud Torah. If a mitzvah pops up in the middle of your learning, v'tuchal mitzvah le'asos al-yedei acher, and there's someone else out there who can do it. Meaning to say, kibud abayim. Okay. You two brothers are learning. The two brothers are sitting in the room, right? One guy's learning, the other guy's playing with his iPhone, okay? And then your father needs some, a drink, okay? Who runs to go get the drink? The guy who's on the iPhone has to, even though he probably won't, because he's addicted, so he can't do that. But so you're gonna have to, if he can't get up and go, because he's a knucklehead, then you have to move out the learning. But assuming that he's not on an iPhone, he's playing, he's reading a book. Let's see, he's reading a book. The encyclopedia. He doesn't want to learn, he's reading the encyclopedia. Now the father walks in, needs a drink. Who jumps? The guy who's reading the encyclopedia. He runs. Now, okay, that's the simple rule. That's the rule. It's never going to change. He doesn't want Achlasas Orchim to be different than Kibud Abayim or anything. Ein mevatel mitalmud Torah. You're not allowed to mevatel if your brother's there. Ubevadai da'afilu kishadai lo hitchil lilmod. And for sure, even if you didn't start learning yet, remember, he's now medayiking on the words of Rav Dibi. Hishkim lebeis hamedrash. He wakes up early and he's running to shul, and all of a sudden he bumps into some guy who needs a chnatzas orchim, right? So he's saying, even if you haven't started yet, you're learning, the same law should apply. Gam kein din ahachi, dein mevatel talmud Torah. You can't say, since I'm on my way to go learning, I haven't started yet, maybe now I have to mevatel my learning. I've started again, so I have to do another mitzvah. No, same thing. You're already in the process. The ha yadua The Talmud Torah connected Kulam, like the Mishnah in Pei, a Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph says. Begum, the Haba Gemara, Perek Hamad Moy Katan, Yalif Zemikro. We learn it out from a Pasuk in Mishlei. This principle of Talmud Torah wins, okay, over everything. What does the Pasuk in Mishlei say? Bekol Chafatzim Lo Yishvuva, all of the desires will not be equal to Torah. And the Gemara says over there, what are we talking about? What desires? Desires of Hashem, Heftei Shamayim, his desire, what he wants you to do. And therefore, Heftei Shamayim is all the mitzvahs, and still, they're not equal to Torah. Talmud Torah is number one. In Cain, Bevadai Talmud Torah Adif Min Mitzvah Bekol Gavna. He cannot handle what Rav Dibi is saying, that there's some mitzvah out there that's greater than Talmud Torah. Can't be. In if there's someone else who can do that. Okay? Hello, Shabbat the Torah. What? Hello. If there's no one else, good. If there's no one, thank you, Rabbi Michael. If there's no one else to do the mitzvah, then it's Shabbat the Torah. Then I have to get up and go do it and leave the Torah. Since there's no poskim, says the Chafetz Chaim, that made a distinction between Achnasas Orchim versus any other mitzvah, there's no regarding mevatling it or not. It's got to be Shema Mina Dafilu Achnasas Orchim Gam Kain Dina Achi. It's the same law applies. Begam Hakra Kolel Kol Achafatzim Beinin Echa. And that pasuk in Mishnah that said all of Hashem's Hafatzim, what he desires, what he wants, that's including Achnasas Orchim. All of the mitzvahs are in there, and they still don't equal Torah. The Amu Kulam Lo Shalva. All of them are not equal to Torah. The Afagav, the Isa Biksubis, the Mevatlin Talmud Torah Lahotzas Ameis. What about that Gemara? Another Chesed, Vilas Hasadik, that you stop learning if you're going to go bury somebody. Right? To bury a man. Even if there are people who are taking care of the burial, you still have to get up and go to the Levaya. Why? There are already people doing the mitzvah. You don't need me. You don't need me. Behold, harbe yoter. There are many people still doing the Issa Shabbat Gemara. So what's the pshat over there by burying a man? Why is that different? Asam Hainu Taima. Over there, this is the reason. Kevaduhu Karabitani. We're only talking about the dead man who is a learned man. Karabitani. He learned Psukim and he learned the Molik. Tani is Molik. You hear? Both of those together make him have Kavanah Torah. So now, interestingly, look what he says here. So when you go to Levaya, says the Chafetz Chaim, for the guy, and you leave learning, that's only for a specific person that you're allowed to leave. Either there's nobody who's handling his burial, so you have to go. But even if they're down to packed house, everybody's there. So what the heck do you need me for? I'm learning. What do you have to bother me for? The answer is because he's a guy who learned. The dead man. He learned Torah. Since he's Karavatani, now it's coming to Torah that you go to the Levaya. And you have to stop learning Torah to give cover to the Torah, which is the dead man. You understand? That's the issue. That's what he's saying, Lahalacha. Yeah, you got it. He's not playing around here. This is not the Shir Klali. This is Psak Halacha. Shir Klali, we can say whatever we want. Who cares? You know what I'm saying? But the Halacha, the Maizi, can't play games here. Nachma. Yes.
Case of the dead person, the only case of the Torah.
Mike, he's going to finish. Let's go. Hold on. Okay. Shiyig niti laso kinis nisi naso. Okay. Now, Ayin Shabbat Gemara. He's saying this is Pshat Nachman. V'chein leman demasni de'en lashir. According to the person who teaches, a guy who's a teacher, en lashir, there's no shir to how much learnedness he has to have in order for you to mevatel to go to his levaya. Shir means in this context, how much What's his status? Is he just a Chumash guy, or is he also a Kara? Vitani, is he also knows all the Mishnayos, all the Gemaras? That's a guy you have to go, right? But what about a guy who just is a teacher? He's a Chumash teacher. He teaches, not this book, a Musa book. This is not a Musa book, but imagine it was. He can't teach, he doesn't know anything, but he knows how to read Musa books. That guy, because even though he's not a Talmid Chacham, he's not a guy who's learned, but because he's a teacher, because he's a Rebbe, you have to have a bottle for this guy too. Hey, Mashiach, we don't care how much he knows. He taught Torah, whatever Torah he taught, you have to have a bottle. That's also Kavod HaTorah Ubekach. That's another explanation of Kavod HaTorah. It's because of his Kavod, that he's a Rebbe and a teacher. That also is Kavod HaTorah, even though he doesn't know anything. You can't, he doesn't know how to learn or know anything. He doesn't know how to do Musa. Okay? Ulaman delo karibatani, the guy who is not learned, and you say kara is mikra and tani is oral law. He doesn't know those things. Ve'emez dina hu d'im yeshlo misaskim kidei kfura shuv ein levat lavuro. That guy could be the greatest guy ever, right? But if he didn't learn Gemara and Chumash, and there are other people at the Levaya, they sayonara. I'm coming. I'm learning. But now you can't not come and read the encyclopedia. If you're reading the encyclopedia, you have to stop your reading and go do this mitzvah, for sure. But if you're learning, you don't stop. Moshe Katwa posting, this is all halacha. Even though burying a man is a daraisa mitzvah, there is people who argue with this, but don't worry. It's a mitzvah daraisa to bury the man. Burying a person in Levi is a gigantic mitzvah. It's not small. We're going to get to this. This is a gmilas chasadim of MS. The difference between MS and it's not sheker, but it's milus hasadim. Maybe you know what? Maybe that is underlying. There's milus hasadim shel sheker and milus hasadim shel emes. I'm making this up. There's no sheker, but it really is if you think about it. Because what is the definition of emes? It's when you do the chesed for the guy and for the mitzvah because he's not going to get anything from you. He's going to the ground. He's never going to help you anymore. That's a milus hasadim emes. No ulterior motives. But when I do Mr. Southern for Mayor Pinsky, it's a whoa, Pinsky, okay, he's gonna help me. He's gonna, I don't know what he's gonna do, but someday I'm gonna get something out of him later. He's gonna go do, sell me something, give me something, do something for me. And therefore, that Milas Chasadin that I do for him, Epsis is a shtickle checker, maybe. Okay. Yes, this was what we talked about yesterday, me and you, on the way out the door.
Guys,
can be a meditation. Ah, come on, man, it's Yoyster. I want cash now. Not the Botiyanko. If I do chesed for him now, he's alive. He's going to go and help me somewhere else later when I need help. He'll help me if I help him. You scratch my hands, I'll scratch you, whatever it is. You understand? That's what he's saying over here. Let's go by here. Afilo hachi, keivan shamitzvah too, even though this big mitzvah the MS. Mitzvah, chesed shel emes. It's a big one. Once it can be done by other people, you don't have to participate. Unless he's karavatani. Raw and mission. Fine. The yeshlo anoshim called sorkali nizeh ein mevatin. We don't stop learning. V'achanami binyanenu. V'chein madamar sham de mevatin lachnasas kala. Another gemara that's problematic. Is it that says what? That if you have a kala who needs to get to the chuppah, she has to get to the chuppah, she has no money, she has no nothing. You have to go get the cash and go help her to get there and also dance and whatever you got to do, get her to the bedekin, whatever you got to do, get her dressed, get her. Achnasas kala. What? For achnasas kala, you stop learning. Same thing, you cannot read that Gemara Kechuto. You can't. That means that we just open up a Hachnasas Kala center and shut the yeshiva. You understand? You can't say that, says the Chafetz Chaim. Hello, Misayim Shama Braisa. Look at the end of the Braisa of that. B'mad Dvarim Amurim. Let me read downstairs. Hey, kishein imo kol tzorko. That's dafka with a kala who doesn't have her needs met. This is the end of the brisa. Aval yesh imo kol tzorko. If the kala can get there as her needs, you can't just show up and say, I'm going to help. No, ain't the baklin. Mistabra, the high mimadvar mamurim, the brisa. Okay, he's now befoppling in the put the mamurim going on the brisa. Little tosef to work. Bottom line, okay, more here, but I want this is the part that I really wanted to get to down here, which is very, let's continue. Darn it, I started 5 minutes late. Let's go for it. Okay, indulge me. Now we're back to Avraham Avinu in the tent after the bris with the three malachim who come. He says the words, Yukach na ma'at mayim. Yukach na ma'at mayim. Go get, you will be given some water. He didn't give them water in Avraham. And now what happened to him? He weakened the mitzvah when he didn't pour the water himself for these guys. And what was, he did the mitzvah in a lesser way by saying to his son, go give them water. So now he got the reward of that in a less way. He got the reward on the shaliach. Whatever that means, Hashem didn't reward him directly. He sent also Shliach to give him his reward. So in other words, there was some problem with Avraham Avinu's chesed with the three malachim. We always think that he did an incredible thing, and he did. But there's a little bit of a problem when he didn't give the water. He should have done the water himself. So says since anyway, Abraham, what was the punishment that he got by sending a shaliach? It seems to run against everything we just learned. That if there's a shaliach, you keep learning. You have someone else to do the mitzvah, you don't have to bevatel. If so, why is Abraham getting in trouble for not pouring the water and telling them to go to Daniel to get the water? Why is he getting in trouble? Which we know he did. He didn't get in trouble, but he didn't get the full reward. Why? Amatara. The answer is, says the Chafetz Chaim, that you, since he was already in the mitzvah of Achnas HaSorchin, there was nobody who could handle these three guys, not his wife. Someone asked me yesterday, send his wife out there, Zevi. Don't send your wife to deal with three Arabs in the street, okay? They don't send her.
Not many servants, you can say?
What?
He didn't have any service.
Well, maybe he did. The servant gave him the water. That's the problem. He shouldn't have done it. But now the public side is dealing. If he had people there, why is he getting in trouble? He's doing the right thing. You're doing the right thing. Don't do it. Learn. There it is. Since he already mabatled this Torah to go deal with these guys and give them their tongues or whatever they want, their tongues, you know. Therefore, he should have poured the water also. Taking this soda right here. Just when you're doing the mitzvah of the Sorachim, you pour. You just learn a little nugget. Don't just tell them, Daniel, go give them water. Maybe if there are a lot of people, back hurts, and everybody thinks Daniel is very cautious and cute, so they want him with the water, fine. Otherwise, you go around the table pouring the thing. This is what we see in the Chafetz Chaim. Live. Do you hear? What did we say yesterday, Moshe Jacobson? Everything we learned, what are we doing now till Pesach? Live it. Yetzel Avraham Avinu, Hayashayah, calling Yaneh Torah. Oh, this is an interesting thing. We're going to stop here, this bracket, where he talks about Avraham Avinu knowing the entire Torah, every Durabanan, every Chiddush. Bottom line is here, he's not allowing Talmud Torah to lose to Achnas HaSorchin. He's not going to let it happen. He's going to make it that there are a lot of cases of Achnas HaSorchin that could be Torah. That's what we're going to see later on. Kiruv seminars of Avraham Avinu. So his meals were really Torah. He had a lot of terutzah, but he's never going to break the general premise. He's never going to break the svogeh. He's never going to break the svogeh that Talmud Torah can never be number two to Achlasas Orchem, even though Rav Dimi said it, it's never going to happen. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow. Am I tomorrow?
Yeah.
No, next time. Have a good day.